Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Harris, a luxury home builder in the L.A. Beverly Hills area, works with Building Construction Group. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you build homes for some famous people, some actors in the area. People often want to hear about some of the finishes that famous people are putting in the homes. One of the guys that you've recently built a home for that doesn't mind you mentioning his name is Ed Begley Jr., right?
That's right, Ed Begley Jr. If you don't mention his wife, Rochelle Carson, she will also be upset. So okay. We built it for both of them, and the daughter.
And for those that don't know, Ed Begley Jr., I guess is most famous for being in St. Elsewhere, but he's done many roles all the way back to An Officer and a Gentleman. So tell us a little bit about the Begley home, if you would.
The Begley home is LEED Platinum certified, if you know what that is. It's the United States Green Building Council. The house is probably one of the greenest homes that we've ever built. We use steel studs for the construction. We tried to make something that was not only beautiful, but equally healthy. One of the things that we find in these homes that people call green or LEED Platinum is that they somehow lack the soul character that these beautiful old homes have. And so our vision was to try to show that you can have both. You can have a beautiful home. You can have a gorgeous home with soul. It can be healthy. It can be clean. It can be good for the environment as well.
Yeah. Actually, the LEED Platinum, you even have to put it on the lot a certain way. I mean, it's got to face in a certain direction because they're talking about using sunlight at the right time. I mean, there's a lot to being LEED Platinum in there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty intensive. I mean, it even goes down to as far as having to create an area in the entry so you can take your shoes off and store them because bringing dirt into the house is not a clean way to live.
Yeah.
You know, it has to do with the adjacency to a bus stop. Actually, Ed doesn't matter because he just gets on his bike and gets on the subway. Uh-huh. So he's fine with that.
So what kind of finishes, specifically, what kind of flooring did Ed put in his house?
So for Ed's floor, we used two different kinds of floors. Main area, I would say, we used a reclaimed white oak. I think it was from Tennessee, probably about 100 years old. Old, dirty, tons of nail holes.
Yeah.
Had it milled down, cleaned up, shipped, dried, and reused. Then for the bathroom areas, what we did is recycled glass tile. And it's white, so it looks like an old, you know, if you were to go into an old 1920s style home,
uh-huh.
It has that kind of character. It's not like a glass tile where you see through.
Yeah.
It's one that's very flat, it's more matte, and it's made out of all recycled products from San Diego, usually mostly old bottles that people donated.
Well, how do you find these materials?
You know, a lot of these materials, to be honest, as you start to do it, they kind of found us a little bit. I think once you started the curve, the things people started coming to us. But we put a note out there and put a dream out in the sky that we are looking for the greenest, most beautiful, I would say, products, which has always been the challenge to put them together. We did. It took us about 5 years to build this house. That wasn't the easiest thing to find all the products, but we eventually did.
Uh-huh. How big is the house?
The house is about 3,500 square feet. So it's also got a basement and a two-car garage.
Yeah. Is there any other homes you can tell us about?
Most of our homes we do are, not to be a hypocrite, but we do homes that are, you know, from the uber rich to wealthy to stars that are 15,000 to 20,000 square feet. You know, thankfully these people come to us for our services because I think one of the things we provide is a little bit more honesty and character in what we do.
Yeah.
We also provide the architecture and the interiors and landscapes, so they come to us for the whole package. It's an interesting business because you finally get to the level where people of great name and, you know, captains of their industry want to come to you, but then you feel like you can't always talk about it either and share it. So you're sitting there, oh, I got to tell you who it is, but I can't. Thankfully, Ed was one of the ones that said, no problem. He didn't mind. And I understand it fully. It has to do with people's security and their family.
Yeah.
As you meet these, a lot of our clients are billionaires, but as you meet them, you find out sometimes they're some of the best people in the world, and they're looking for safety. And it's interesting because you would think that someone at that level would be showing off, but, you know, all they really want to do is kind of hide and be reclusive and not expose themselves. Where it's interesting, sometimes you meet somebody, I don't want to say any names, but we have people we meet that really haven't made it yet as much,
uh-huh.
And those are, seems to be the ones that want you to, you know, show off and tell everyone. Tell them building construction groups doing our house. Go ahead. Tell them.
Well, let me ask you this. Right. One of the fastest growing products in flooring right now is LVT. These famous people that have a lot of money, are they more interested in having natural? I mean, you talked about the white oak from Tennessee and the glass tile. The Fluent, do they want more natural materials, or are they okay using man-made materials?
I would say we are not installing man-made materials in any of our projects at this point.
Yeah.
Really more because clients are very concerned about off-gassing,
yeah.
You know, VOCs. They're concerned about the health of their family. And it's also just a little more beautiful. One of the things that we did at Begley and we're doing at other houses is we're starting to do like a breathable oil finish. We're not doing the oil-based polyurethanes. It's a better way to do it. You know, it allows the floor to breathe, and it's a natural product. I hate to say it if anyone's selling their products, but I just like to say no to foe.
And do you know what biophilia is?
What is it?
Biophilia. Have you ever heard that word?
No, but it doesn't sound very good.
No, it's actually good. Let me tell you what it is. It's a tendency to want to live on natural product. It's a movement that's going on in the commercial specified market.
I see. No, it's an interesting movement, and it's a good movement because I don't know how you put it in a tangible way, but there's some kind of energy signature that I feel that you get from just a natural product.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something that's made in a factory. It just doesn't feel something that was, you know, made in somebody's barn or something that grew. But the trick, though, to do it is that we don't really want to hurt our environment and just start cutting down every tree and scraping down every piece of bamboo to be able to have, you know, these natural materials. So there's a enjoyment and an interest, too, to be able to find these materials that have been used, maybe not in the best way, and to take them, reclaim them, rebuild them, and reinstall them. Something to be proud of.
All right, Scott. Well, thanks for telling us about Ed's Home and your role in building famous people's residences. Again, been talking to Scott Harris, who's a luxury home builder with Building Construction Group in Beverly Hills. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.